We're going to look at several scriptures this morning, and I may sometimes hasten and speak a little bit quickly. I try to speak slowly to help people to understand, but if I go too quickly sometimes from verse to verse or reference to reference, I'm sorry about that. But we're going to read several verses. So you may want to, we're going to look back continually throughout the message to 1 Corinthians 16. And so if you have perhaps something like this that you can mark your Bible or some other something to leave in there, a paper or something to mark that page, we'll continually come back to 1 Corinthians 16. But we're going to look at several scriptures this morning. This is not just going to be the wisdom of man, the words of man. It's going to be the word of God that you hear. And I pray that God will strengthen us and challenge us from his word this morning. Let's begin by reading there 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and at verse 13. If you can stand together with me for a moment for the reading of God's word, if you're physically able to stand, let's do so. And I want us just to read this one verse to begin with, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 13. The Bible says there, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." It's not an encouragement there to quit. It's really just implying that men do not quit. Men should not quit. Men will not quit. Men will stand. Stand. And he says, be strong. Be strong. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come together this morning. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for how you incredibly inspired it through the Holy Spirit of God, and you told holy men what to write down, and you've given us your word, and you've shared with us some of your heart and your plans and your desires for our life. We thank you for that. We ask you to speak to us. May your spirit work in our spirit and in our heart today and challenge us and convict us. May we have some men and some ladies who will stand fast for God in our lives. Help us, Lord, please. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Again, we read that verse, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." If there was ever a time in history when true Christianity needed men to stand fast and to stand firm and to stand strong like men, now is that time. It's desperately needed in this day and age for men to stand fast in the faith. In this day, there are many adversaries. I want you to notice verse number 9, 1 Corinthians 16, 9. There's many adversaries, even in this day in which we're living. In 1 Corinthians 16, 9 says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many," what? Adversaries. Adversaries. Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, said he faced a lot of adversaries. It wasn't all peaches and cream. It wasn't all rosy and wonderful, standing fast for the Lord. You know what? There was times where Paul was even persecuted for his faith. There was times where he was shipwrecked, times where he was thrown in prison, times where he was beaten by rods. And the Bible gives some information about that. It wasn't always easy for the Apostle Paul to stand fast in the faith. Throughout the time when some of the New Testament was written, we talked about this some on Wednesday night in our Bible study, but when Nero came along and began to persecute Christians, the torture was just incredible. Some of you, of course, would know of the Roman Colosseum and how Christians there would be taken in front of lions and so on, and just for sport, they would be killed by the lions, and spectators would just cheer on the Christians being eaten alive and torn apart by the lions. They had many forms of cruel torture for Christians. We ought to thank God for our faith. Thank God for our freedoms. And thank God for what we have. It was often became very commonplace that Christians could be taken and they would either be wrapped or coated in a type of flammable type substance or material. And they could be set up on poles to be like candles in the night, if you will. And they'd set them on fire where maybe they could provide the lights for some sporting event or some activity at night, or maybe to light up someone's garden and so on. And can you imagine it? Christians being burned at the stake and being burned on poles and so on just to be the candles for someone's garden. Christians were suffering great persecution. There was a lot of adversaries in so many ways that they were facing in that time. Can I remind you, though, something? Our greatest adversary is the devil. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Our greatest adversary is the devil, Satan, who wants to keep you and me from living for God. He wants you to quit. He wants you to turn back. He wants you to be defeated. He wants me to be defeated. He doesn't want us to have victorious Christian lives. You need to understand, the Bible says Satan is a real enemy. He's a real adversary. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9, the Bible says this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That word devour doesn't sound very nice to me. The adversary wants to devour us. He wants to take us down. He does not want us to be a faithful Christian. But you know something? We need to stand for God. Verse 9 says this: whom resist steadfast in the faith. We need to resist that adversary. We need to resist the enemy. We need to resist Satan in our life. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Sometimes you may think, oh, it's hard. You know what? There are others that have faced the same afflictions, and they've stood fast for the Lord. And we need to resist. We need to stand fast for God in our lives. We need to stand fast for God. We need to resist steadfast. I want you to realize that by God's grace, we can stand. By God's grace, we can stand. Look at verse number 10 there, if you're still in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all, what? Grace. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying, that this is the true what? Grace. The true grace of God, wherein ye, what's that last word, Brother Joel? Stand. This is the true grace, wherein ye stand. We can stand by God's grace. It may not always be easy. The adversary may be out to get us. There may be times where we suffer a little bit for serving Jesus Christ. But by God's grace, we can stand. I ask this question: how can we stand in this wicked day and age when the adversary is so great? We can stand in God's grace. God's grace can establish us and strengthen us and settle us. The Bible used those words. Now, he can establish our heart. He can strengthen our heart. He can settle our heart. He can give us peace as we stay true to him. He can give us courage to be bold for him and keep on standing for right and doing what God would want us to do as a Christian. He can help us to stand fast in the faith. He can help us to stand fast in the faith. Again, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse number 13 said this: watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. Be strong. We must stand fast in the faith. But again, I ask the question: what are we supposed to do when that seems hard? Doesn't it sometimes seem hard to stand fast in the faith? Doesn't it sometimes seem hard to just stay true to God and right and to follow the Bible and be a Christian in a day and age when we live, when so many people, honestly, in the world really has a hatred for God and a hatred for Jesus Christ? What are we supposed to do when things seem hard? It may seem really hard sometimes in our day and age to stand for truth and to live for God and to follow God's ways and to obey God's word and to do those things that God says are right. I'll be honest with you, that may seem difficult sometimes, but we're still supposed to stand fast in the faith. We're still supposed to continue to live for God no matter what the world around us is like. In society, we see the breakdown of the family unit. Marriage and family and moms and dads so many times are no longer fulfilling their roles, and people are no longer doing what they used to do. Radio commercials and internet websites nowadays, you can even find things like that or hear them, that encourage husbands and wives to have an affair. Isn't that a crazy world we're living in? There are radio commercials even that blatantly encourage people, go to this, have an affair. We're living in a messed up world. How are you supposed to stay true and have a faithful marriage and honor God in a world that is so completely backwards and sinful and trying to promote things that are wrong? We see the morals of our society constantly being corrupted and degraded. We see sins that are being accepted as normal. Those who don't agree with homosexuality will be accused of hate crimes or bullying. That's the way the world would portray it. Little children in Ontario public schools are taught that there are six different genders. Our premier was previously on the head of education, whatever the exact title was. And some of the things that they're promoting, some of the things that they were pushing, some of the things that they were wanting taught in the public schools, I've read some of it. And it's just disgusting and wicked and not good. But they would try to teach little small children that there are six different genders. Not just boys and girls. And that each one needs to just figure out what really they're most comfortable being. You can be one of those six if you want to be. Listen, this is a strange day and age we're living in. This is a sinful world we're living in. We can read reports from other Muslim countries of Christians being killed and persecuted for not renouncing their faith. I think all that doesn't happen today. It happens today a lot. In the Muslim countries around the world, Christians are being persecuted and killed if they don't renounce their faith. I've heard of it many times. I've heard very real personal stories from preachers and Christians in Syria. And you can go to the internet now and read a lot of things and see a lot of things. And it's true. The ISIS that's been in the news lately, they hate Christians. Persecute Christians. To in the Muslim faith, to those that truly follow their books and so on. You know, jihad is real. And those that do not become a believer and Allah and so on, they are the infidel. They are the unbeliever. And listen, there are Christians that are truly being persecuted and killed because they won't renounce their faith. There are little children even that will be killed by Muslims because their family won't renounce their faith. Even in North America, we gradually see Christians and churches losing their freedoms and religious liberty. Sometimes Christians are even sent to jail for simply practicing things that the Bible would teach us to do. The Bible and prayer and any mention of God or Jesus Christ is being disallowed in schools and being disallowed in public places. Well, at the same time, we hear so much about how we're supposed to be accepting of everyone. People want you to be accepting of everyone except for Christianity, Christians and Christ and God. God is being pushed aside. He is hated. You know why he's hated? Because people do not want to face the truth. They don't want to face the truth. God is true and the Bible is true and God is real. Then they will be judged if they won't turn to God in their life. Listen, there's persecution even against Christianity. We're living in a sinful, wicked world. And it doesn't always seem easy to stand fast in the faith and to live for God. In Christian circles, contemporary and worldly living seems to have become the normal. Old-fashioned holy living seems to have become the extreme. Churches are many times compromising and becoming more like the world. False doctrines and false teachers are creeping slowly into churches and even sometimes being embraced by those that would call themselves evangelical Christians. We need to be so careful. This is a dangerous time that we're living in. And never has it been more necessary and more needed for men to stand fast in the faith and to love God's word and to live for God with all their heart and soul and mind and strength. We must stand fast in the faith. By God's grace, I pray that you and I will become the kind of godly, faithful Christians, become the type of men and ladies that God needs us to be and wants us to be. In the days we're living in, far too many Christians have become too casual in their Christian living. Never wanting to do too much for God. Or never wanting God to have too much of their time or too much of their life or too much of their money or too much of their family. Oftentimes people are holding on to their own life rather than losing their life for Christ's sake. Remember what Jesus said? Too often people would, I don't want to lose my life for Christ's sake. I want to hold on to it. My life is dear unto me. wants us to lose our life for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. In this day and age, there are many accursed. Turn with me back to 1 Corinthians 16. And in verse 22. The Bible says there, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha." That word there, anathema, implies being accursed. Being accursed. In this day and age, there are so many who do not love the Lord like they should. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 12. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. Notice with me here what we see what Jesus said. Jesus Christ, it's not me saying it. You might not like it, but it's not me. It's Jesus who said it. In Matthew 24 and verse number 12, Jesus said this. "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Because iniquity, because sin and iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. Can we not honestly look at the world around us and say, boy, sin and iniquity is abounding. Sin and iniquity is abounding on every side. And Jesus warned and said, because of that, the love of many of God's people, the love of many Christians, will grow cold, will wax cold. Listen, we must stand fast in the faith. When the love of some is not what it should be, stand fast in the faith. When some are forsaking the Lord, stand fast in the faith. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:10, Paul said this, "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." If others forsake the Lord, if others turn back, if others quit, if others stop following the Lord, we must continue to follow our Savior. Some of you, if you've been a Christian for perhaps several years or even decades, you would know you've maybe seen some people in your life that have turned back. They've stopped following the Lord. What should you do? Stand fast. Stay true to God in your life, no matter what others may do. Don't forsake the Lord now. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. We must remain steadfast for the Lord. We must continue to stand fast in the faith. Turn with me, if you would, over to the book of 2 Timothy in the New Testament. 2 Timothy. Again, in Corinthians, he told us, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." May God give us some men and women who will stand fast in the faith regardless of what the people around us in the world may be like. No matter if the love of some grows cold, no matter if some forsake the Lord, stand fast. Stand fast. Here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's read there beginning in verse number 1. If you found that, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to begin reading verse 1. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." We believe this could be the last days. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. The Bible has promised us that. And it says in verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captives, silly women laden with sins led away by with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth." Verse 8, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." Look down to verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Listen, we must continue in the faith. Continue in the Word of God. Continue in prayer. Continue to be faithful to church. Continue to serve the Lord. Continue to live for God. Continue. We may be living in these last days. That description sure is fitting of the generation that we're living in today. And we need to stand fast for God. We need to continue for the Lord. Listen, stand fast, Christian. Let's stand fast, men. Let's stand fast, ladies. Stand fast, grandparents. Stand fast, mums and dads. Stand fast, teenagers. Stand fast, young adults. Stand fast, senior saints. Stand fast, choir members. Stand fast, nursery worker. Stand fast, Sunday school teacher. Stand fast, soul winner. Stand fast, old Christian. Stand fast, new Christian. Let's stand fast in the faith. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6 that some have erred from the faith. They've gone in error. They've turned away. They've gotten things wrong. Some have erred from the faith. But we must stand fast in the faith. He said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Stand fast. Stand like men. Don't quit. Be strong. Listen, some quit because they go through tough times. Some people quit because they go through tough times. Sometimes people quit because of trials and afflictions in their life. Paul wrote to the Christians in the church of Thessalonica with great love in his heart. I want you to look at another passage there with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's turn there together and we'll read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1. Paul writes to them with great love, great concern in his heart, hoping and praying that they were continuing to stand fast in the Lord. That was his heart. That was his desire. And look what it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, the city of Athens, and sent Timotheus, or Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you. We sent Timothy to help establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. I will not be moved. I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to keep standing for God. That was his desire. It says that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith. I wanted to know about your faith. I wanted to know that you were still standing. I wanted to hear some good things about you, that you were continuing on for God. He says there, lest by some means the tempter. Who's the tempter? It's Satan. He tempts us. He's a liar, the father of all lies. He's come into the world to deceive the world and tempt the world, tempt us with sin, turn our hearts away from God. Paul says, I want to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings, he brought us good news, in other words, of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. Paul had sent Timothy to try to encourage the believers in Thessalonica. And boy, was he ever glad when he got the report back from Timothy. And Timothy came back and said, hey, they're standing fast in their faith. They still love the Lord. They want to see you again. They are still continuing. They are staying true to God. Christians today and people of Gospel Light Baptist Church, we need to stand fast. Stand fast. When the adversary is attacking, stand fast. When others are forsaking the Lord, stand fast. When the love of some grows cold, stand fast. When some are erring from the faith, you stand fast. Stand fast. When some are quitting because of trials, let's just keep on and let's stand fast for God. We need to stand fast in God's grace. Stand fast in God's grace. Can I ask you this? Have you been saved? Have you been saved? Have you been born again? If you're going to stand fast in God's grace, you need to be in Christ Jesus. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. It's going to be hard to stand fast as a Christian if you are not truly saved. If you don't truly, if you've not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Are you standing fast in God's grace? You can't do that without knowing the Lord as your Savior. We need to stand fast in God's grace. Secondly, we need to stand fast by God's grace. Stand fast by God's grace. Through His marvelous grace, He can establish you. And He can strengthen you. And He can settle you. We read that. He can do those things. And He can help you in your life. He can give you courage. He can help you to stand. We need to stand fast in God's grace, stand fast by God's grace, and we need to stand fast in God's Word. Stand fast in God's Word. To stand in this day, Christians, we're going to have to love this book. We're going to have to love this book. Listen, this book in your life is going to need to become weary and worn. It's going to need to start to wear out. Some of the pages are going to need to start to get torn after a while. Of course, torn on accident, but they're going to need to be torn after a while. They're going to need to maybe have a tear that dropped on them sometime when you were reading the Bible and God began to speak to your heart and you were in communion and you were praying and you were talking to Him. Listen, your Bible needs to become worn, Christian. Your Bible needs to be used. Let's pick it up and let's use it. Let's read it and study it and meditate on it. Let's learn it. Let's obey it. If we're going to be able to stand in the day and age in which we live and stand in the last days when the Bible says that scoffers will come and false prophets will come and false doctrines will be taught and so on, we better know the Word of God. It'll be hard to stand fast in the faith and stand fast in the truth if we don't know what truth is. Stand fast in the Word of God, Christian. You know what? Some of you may need to start reading your Bible every day. Some of you maybe need to decide, I'm going to start reading my Bible every day. It's not enough to just, bring our Bible to church on a Sunday morning and we open it up for a few minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes and look at the Word of God. You need to read your Bible and meditate on the Word of God. Some of you need to be faithful to church, get in church and be faithful to church. Learn the Word of God. In Philippians 4 and verse 1, Paul said to his Christian brethren, stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. Some stop standing because of weariness. I want you to look at just two more verses with me and we're going to be finished. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Just one simple thought here. Galatians 6 and verse 9. Some stop standing because of weariness. Some become tired and weary. Some stop fighting the enemy and stop battling the world and stop caring for lost people and stop serving the Lord. Listen, let's not stop. Let's continue. Let's be faithful. Let's stand fast. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing. If you're doing what is well and good and right and so on, don't be weary in that. You keep on for the Lord. You continue. You stand fast. You keep on serving the Lord. Then over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. The Bible says this. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we can be victorious. You think, oh, it's hard. Pastor, it's not easy to stand fast in this day and age. I know it's not easy. It's not easy to be a pastor. It's not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to be a godly husband or a godly wife or a godly teenager. It's not easy, but we need to stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the Word of God. Stand fast in God's grace and by God's grace. And we can. We can't. God can give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's stand fast and keep on for the Lord. Let's stand fast in the Lord. Let's stand fast in God's grace and stand fast by God's grace and stand fast in God's Word. Let's stand firm and strong and keep on serving the Lord. Let's keep on doing right, no matter what some may do. Watch ye. He says, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Be strong. Why don't you take that personally? I want, to, by God's grace, Him to help me, to establish me and strengthen me and settle me and help me to keep on going. And by God's grace, I will stand strong and I will be steadfast and I will keep on going for the Lord. Don't let your love grow cold. And don't become weary in well-doing. Don't be discouraged by others that maybe forsake or turn aside. You be steadfast in the Lord. You stand fast in the faith.